The following is a Yap production in association with SportsCLT.com.
Welcome to the Sports CLT cast. I'm your host, Bryce Johnson. Hope you enjoyed a great day of NFL football, especially the game that just wrapped up, the Carolina Panthers and the Arizona Cardinals. What a bummer. 28-21, Arizona barely gets the win at home. And I appreciate you checking out this podcast here on SportsCLT.com. And basically every week, I'm going to recap the game as quickly following the game as possible. It'll probably post around 8:30, 9 o'clock on Sunday nights. So it'll be fresh. It'll be right after the game. Quick thoughts. It will be before all the radio shows start on Monday, and so it'll be original thoughts. And if you want to post your thoughts during the game from Twitter and Facebook, and let me know. I'm from sportsyap.com, so you can email me bryce@sportsyap.com, and then also sportsclt. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, everything else. So that's what's going to be happening this fall, and now that we've actually got a team to root for in the Carolina Panthers, as disappointing as the loss was, what a great day. Cam Newton is a star. Now we've got something to talk about all year long. At the beginning of last season, remember it was Jimmy Clausen and John Fox. Those are the storylines. Forget about it. Now it's the Ron Rivera, Cam Newton era, and I'm excited about it. It was difficult to swallow because the Panthers did have a chance at the end to tie the game. I was very disappointed in the final five plays because of the penalty. Panthers even got a bonus play. I just didn't really like the play call. I didn't play calling and didn't necessarily like the personnel that was in there. Mike Goodson, we like him out of the backfield, but there at the end of the game, he's your running back that's in there. And then also, I would have liked maybe a little bit better protection for Cam to find the best guy that was open. And then Mike Goodson a little bit short on that final fourth down play, and they couldn't get the first down, couldn't get into the end zone, so the Panthers fall short. But let's talk about Cam Newton, and I want to hear the thoughts from you guys. So send me an email, bryce@sportsyap.com, follow me on Twitter, sportsyap, and let me know what your thoughts are from this game and looking forward this season and into the future about Cam Newton, because I really don't think you can say too many negative things about the guy following today. The guy put on a show, and I was a big-time supporter of Cam Newton when last season when he was with Auburn, when the Panthers drafted him, going into the season. He has been a guy that I've just been thrilled with. But I never imagined him coming out today and throwing the ball all over the field, making it rain, finding different receivers, throwing the ball with such accuracy, with such a great spiral, and really just going out with confidence in his first NFL game. He demanded respect from his teammates. He commanded the offense and just marched the team down the field so many times, and from big play to big play, passes to Steve Smith. And the tight ends got involved a little bit, maybe not as much as we probably anticipated, but both tight ends did okay today. And really, Steve Smith stole the show where Cam put the ball in a position to where Steve could make a play, and Steve made a play. But Cam Newton all day long was just really giving the Panthers hope, in the fact that they could win the game. And that's what was so frustrating about last season. And I don't want to dwell on last season, but just kind of this new freshness with the team this year and kind of thinking back to what we felt last year was the fact that in the fourth quarter, we knew that the Panthers were in the game, that they had a chance to win. Last season, it never went that way. The game was over within 5 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes. It was either a Jimmy Clausen fumble or interception or something, and the game was over. That was it. But now this year, we've got a guy that we can count on to make plays, and that's what it's all about. A guy that you can put your team on his shoulders. And I know they didn't win the game today, and I get that, and it's disappointing. But let's face it, it wasn't because of Cam, and it really wasn't because of the offense. We've got to see better protection moving forward. The offensive line has got to step it up a little bit. And I thought the running backs could probably block a little bit better overall as well. I was arguing with some people on Twitter about that, but you got to keep a fullback back there to pick up blitzes or figure out which running back is going to be the best blocker for you. And you got to give Cam extra time. But the thing is, when he did have time, or sometimes he would make a play too, and he would roll out. He would be able to get the ball downfield. But the reason the Panthers lost today was because of special teams. You can't let Patrick Peterson make a play like that. And the defense not getting a push up front in the middle. The defensive tackles, they're young, so we've got to be patient with them. But that's a big hole. The secondary was okay for most of the day. And then if you're watching it on TV, you've got the commentators. Sam, we might as well call him Samuel Rosen since he called him Steven Smith all day. But you got Sam Rosen and Chad Pennington talking about Gamble doing a great job on Fitzgerald most of the game, which he did. And then in the very next play, he gives up a big play to Fitzgerald. And so then Gamble kind of lost a little bit of love there. But overall, he did a nice job. But the defense, the secondary and the defensive tackles, just they're not quite there. So Arizona, Kevin Cobb was really able to have his way. And then Beanie Wells set the tone early in the game, established the run. Then that opened it up for Kevin Cobb to find Jeff King. Unbelievable. Early deuce set. He's a young guy you got to keep an eye out for. And so that's where the mistakes were made. Don't blame Cam Newton for the one interception. That's going to happen. It wasn't a terrible play. Obviously, it wasn't a good play. But you know, too many sacks. I think he had four or so sacks today on Cam Newton. You know, it's not terrible, but it's those plays that here and there, you're going to end up losing a one possession game. So, you know, you got to dig deep to try to figure out, okay, where were the holes today? And to me, it's on the both lines. They always say you got to win the game in the trenches. And so that's where some of the issues were, I thought, today. Even on the offensive line with a couple penalties, and you got to be better than that. Otah, he's still, getting used to being out there, getting used to playing a ton of plays. He'll get better as the season goes on, and hopefully the offensive line will open up more holes for the run game, because it's great. It's amazing. It's phenomenal. It's fantastic. The Cam Newton threw for over 400 yards, but you want to have a balanced attack. Not every week the Panthers are going to get a chance to play the Cardinals, even though I don't think their secondary is terrible, but it was pretty bad today, where Cam Newton was able to throw all over the place. But you've got to be able to run. If you're the Carolina Panthers, you've got to be able to run. You've got Jonathan Stewart. You've got D'Angelo Williams. You've got Mike Goodson. You want to run the ball. And let's throw Cam Newton in there. I want to see Cam Newton run the ball as well, where, it's just a balanced attack. You want to be balanced, and that's how you win in the league for sure. But what we saw today is what Cam Newton is capable of. So if he does need to throw some weeks, great. Now we want to make sure that we can count on the running backs to be able to find holes from the offensive line to get things rolling, to get that offense moving in both aspects. So today, great. Check off the passing game. Look good. Now moving forward, let's see the running game improve, the offensive line opening up holes. Then we can talk about the Panthers winning some games. But this is going to be a season, I believe, where the Panthers are in games almost every week. Maybe not against the Packers for this first home game coming up. But overall, I think the Panthers will be in games. And a lot of that has to do with having Cam Newton out there. He is a guy that knows how to win. But when you're still a couple pieces shy, you can put yourself in a position to win. But the NFL is tough. It's not always going to happen that way. And you've got to be able to get high production out of both lines, defensive and offensive lines, to win the close games. So that's kind of where I stand with that moving forward. Hey, I'm fired up about Cam Newton, but I think it's going to be tough to win games. Let's not get too excited to where, oh, Cam Newton's going to lead us to the playoffs. No, not yet. But they'll build. They'll be in games this year, and then toward the future, great. Then he'll be able to be one of the better quarterbacks in the league, and the Panthers will have some success. But this year, let's continue the development of the young players. And so as Panther fans, let's be excited. The future's bright. Whereas last season, it was disappointing. It was frustrating week after week after week. Never any hope. Never thought the Panthers could win a game. This year, that's not the case. And that's a great thing. So next week will be a nice test against Green Bay, just to sort of see where you stack up against the top team in the league. The Packers are the best team in the league. No question about it in my mind. And so if the Panthers can hang a little bit with them, that'll be nice. That'll be nice for sure. Even if you start the season 0-2, if you can get some positive momentum moving forward, you get the fans behind you. I mean, think about how many people, I joked about this on Twitter today, how many people hopped on the Cam Newton bandwagon today. And hey, me and if maybe you're listening to this and you've been on the Cam Newton bandwagon all along, we'll welcome the fans on. Let's bring them on. Come on aboard. It's going to be a fun ride. There's no question about it. And it'll be interesting to see. I jumped right to the podcast right after the game, so I haven't even listened to a lot of the national analysis and highlights, but I've got to believe that Cam Newton and the Panthers will be one of the lead stories for the day. And how big is that? Whereas last year, I don't even remember seeing the Panthers highlights. Well, there weren't any highlights, but even showing the clips of the game, very rarely. Now this year, it's going to be a lot of fun just to be in the mix, to be an interesting team, to be a player, even in fantasy football, where Steve Smith today had a phenomenal game. You know, tons of catches, 170 yards, and he had 8 catches, 170 yards, 2 touchdowns. You kidding me? It's great. And now Cam Newton, he'll be one of the top QBs in fantasy today. It's unbelievable. Who would have thought? It's really, really cool how things came together today despite not getting the W. So with everything in consideration, okay, you don't get the W, but you take away a lot of good things from today, which is really exciting. But let's talk about a couple of the other storylines and different players' observations and what we learned today. And I guess a couple things. The defense has to force turnovers. That's part of the NFL. That's how you win games. That's why I say the Panthers will be in a lot of games this year. Not quite sure how many games they'll actually win, though. When you force turnovers, you win games. And we saw that today. If you watch any of the other NFL games, the teams that won were the teams that were forcing turnovers. And so the one turnover that the Panthers did end up getting was really from the Cardinals making the mistake on the handoff from Cobb to Beanie Wells. So the Panthers really didn't force a turnover based on the defense. So that's gotta be something that we kind of hope for. I don't know how realistic it is, because what playmakers from in the secondary, first off, because you usually get interceptions from the secondary. I don't know if any of those guys are really going to do that this year. It's tough to be overly confident about that. Not to say that maybe Captain Munnerlyn takes a step forward and he grabs some interceptions this year, or maybe one of the safeties takes their game to the next level, Godfrey or Martin, a couple nice plays today, but overall I don't know. I'm just not real confident in the secondary. So you expect a big playmaking to take place from the linebackers, and then also Charles Johnson, who's making a ton of money, but now John Beeson got banged up today. We got to figure out what's going to happen with him. That's a little scary. I thought James Anderson was all over the field today. Thomas Davis had some nice tackles. So we can pretty much count on the linebacking core when they're healthy, but who's going to force the fumbles? Who's going to get the interceptions? Who's going to get the sack and the fumble? Probably Charles Johnson, but is he getting enough push in the middle from the defensive tackles to allow him to do that, to really make a lot of plays, to get pressure on the quarterback consistently throughout the entire game? So that's something to watch. The turnovers, it's always huge in the NFL. How will the Panthers be able to force them? On offense, Steve Smith was a star. We know that. Olsen, overall, was good. He had the one big play. I would have liked to have seen him maybe a little bit more involved, but that'll probably come. Shockey was fine. And then the biggest issue for me is Nene. Legadunane. I don't see it. I don't understand why he's out there. I hate to say it, but I just don't get it. And maybe someone can explain to me, maybe you saw something out of him today. I know he had a catch or two, but it's not enough. It's like weak route running. He's not necessarily a real good blocker. I just don't get it. So I was impressed with Brandon LaFell. I thought he stepped it up today. We didn't see Armani at all as a wide receiver. So it'll be interesting to see if they, you know, bring in some, you know, try different sets and get more wide receivers in there, given an opportunity. But I would like to see Nene on the bench. So let's get LaFell some more looks. Let's get him more plays out there. That to me would be one place to start. And I'm hoping that the Panthers see that on film this week to say, okay, we know what we have in our tight ends is Steve Smith. Who's going to be that other receiver? Okay, LaFell looked good this game. Let's see what else we have. We've seen what Nene can do. Not real impressive. Well, let's give a couple of the other guys a chance. So that's one thing I would like to see. And then the running backs, which I already talked about, they've got to get holes. They've got to get holes. And I thought Stewart had some nice plays where he extended the plays. He was getting extra yardage. He was carrying defenders on his back. That was nice. I thought D'Angelo had a couple of nice plays where he had that good burst, which he needs. But then the blocking was just questionable today. So that will hopefully improve as the offensive line gets used to playing together. Bringing Hangardner back, you know, get him used to the offensive line. Sometimes it takes a while for an offensive line to gel. So we can understand that. Even though these guys have been here maybe a couple years, guys have been in and out, injuries, and so getting everybody on the same page, knowing how to block for Cam Newton. You know, you got to know how to handle him. You know, where's he going to go? How's he going to respond to blitzes? How's he going to respond to a play breaking down? When's he going to run? How often will he run? He didn't run much today. We didn't see it a ton today. And he was really trying to get the ball downfield. It was great. He made so many nice long plays too. Oh my goodness. Just big play after big play. I almost lost my voice today. It's just celebrating and going nuts about all the big plays. So I think that's important for the offensive line just to develop as time goes on. One other big storyline that I'm sure will get some play this week will be the Cam Newton celebration. A quick thought. He scores his first rushing touchdown. Good for him. That's awesome. Celebrate. Do whatever you want. My big thing, and who cares if you get a penalty? It's not your first time. We'll let it slide. Let's not make this a regular thing. Grow up. Get used to it. Act like you've been there before. From now on, he can act like he's been there before, right? So that's fair. But the air guitar? Is that your best dance? Is that your best celebration, Cam? Come on. I was expecting a little bit more out of him with the celebration. It looked a little goofy to me. I wasn't quite sure what he was trying to do. So I don't know. I would have liked – I guess I was expecting more from Cam. But the fact he got into the end zone was huge. And – his teammates seem to love him. They enjoy playing with him. He's always jumping on the offensive lineman, celebrating. They had a ton of plays to celebrate today, so that was good. But let's work. If you're going to dance, if you're going to celebrate, make it a good one. Make it look like something something original, something clever. That's what I want to see. But let's think about some of the other storylines moving forward this week. And this may be the only week that it gets any attention is just the fact that Jimmy Clausen is such an afterthought. So we'll kind of recognize it this week to say, oh, well, Jimmy Clausen didn't even dress. He's the number three quarterback. And let's face it, will he ever play another down for the Carolina Panthers? I know it's a little dramatic. I don't see it. I don't see him ever being on the field again. I really don't. Unless something crazy happened where Cam's hurt, Derek Anderson's hurt, and Brian St. Pierre doesn't want to come out of retirement and come play again or get off the couch. He wants to still hang out with his kid. Other than that, I don't see Jimmy Clausen being out there. So what do you do with him? Do you keep him around? Is it worth it? Do you try to get some value for him? Is there any value for him? Would anybody want him? When do you get rid of him? I just think today it's a statement. I know it's Derek Anderson against his former team. Maybe that's why they wanted him as the number two guy, but let's face it, as good as Cam looked today, he's obviously the guy of the future. So what's the point of having Jimmy Clausen around? I just don't get it. But that's something that might get some attention this week. And then from now on, the rest of the season, unless Cam gets injured, it really won't matter. Jimmy's such an afterthought. The other thing, going up against two former Panthers, Jeff King, Richard Marshall, both played pretty well. We heard their names called. Jeff King getting a monster touchdown. And you know what? I think if he would have stuck around this year in this type of offense, he probably would have been able to make a little bit more of an impact than he did under John Fox. Same with Dante Rosario. I believe that. But if you can get Jeremy Shockey and Greg Olsen, yeah, I'd rather have both of those guys. Even though King scored today, that's okay. But in the long run, I'd rather have Olsen and Shockey over King. But I was happy to see King do well for Arizona today because he was a great Panther. No ill will toward him. He got a good opportunity to go out to Arizona, so good for him. Richard Marshall, on the other hand, not too thrilled about him making a couple plays. Just kind of the way that he left the Panthers. And maybe it was the Panthers not wanting him, but it just didn't seem like there was as nice of a departure as there was with Jeff King, at least on the surface anyway. So it'll be fun to go up against some of the other former Panthers throughout the season, especially now with the new era, with Ron Rivera and Cam Newton kind of going up against some of the old players that won't be a part of this anymore. Will be kind of funny. But there's some different observations, thoughts, just quick things from today. It's fresh. Haven't had a ton of time to really dissect it all, but that's what I want this sports CLT cast to be about. Just kind of raw thoughts, just kind of free-flowing, whatever's kind of going on, whatever some of the talk was during the game from Twitter, Facebook, emails, texting, that sort of thing. So get involved. Let's have some fun with this sports CLT cast, and make sure you check out sportsclt.com all throughout the week. And Brad and the other guys will give you some good content. So glad that Sports Yap can partner up with Sports CLT, and really appreciate you listening. Glad to see Cam Newton, Panthers play pretty well today, and unfortunately couldn't get the win. But hey, some excitement is in the air, and the Panthers matter, and they matter in the fourth quarter. At least they did today, and I think they will for a lot of games this year. I really do. Maybe not next week against Green Bay, but we'll talk about that game next Sunday. It's at least fun watching Green Bay either way. So I hate to say it, Panther fans, but it'll be fun to be on the same field as Green Bay. We get to see Aaron Rodgers, and he'll be here in Charlotte, which will be great. But thanks again. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Sunday. It's the Sports CLT cast. I'm Bryce Johnson. Tweet me, Sports Yap. Tweet Brad, Sports CLT, and we'll talk to you next week. See ya.